We're doing the Chazon Ish. We're in the middle of the third chapter, page Lamed Aleph, and the Chazon Ish had been discussing the importance of halakha, halakha being the applied part of everything we learn in theory. We learn emunah, we learn bitachon, and bottom line, the halakha is how we live our lives. And he's quoting to us from all over the Shas to illustrate this idea that the applied science of Torah is what should be so cherished by a person. And he quotes, V'amru Menachot Yudchet. Our sages say, from Tractate Menachos, page 18a, Amar Rebbe, Kshalachti Lematzot Midotai Etzel Rabbi Elazar Ben Shamua. I went to clarify everything I knew by Rabbi Elazar Ben Shamua. So Rebbe traveled to Rabbi Elazar Ben Shamua to ask him all his questions he'd been learning, and he reached a point where he needed to go to a rabbi and ask him his questions. So he had a pile of questions. I don't know if you guys do this, but I do this. I have questions piling up in here, and when I have an opportunity to access a big rav, so then I come to him with my questions, and I lay them out before him. So Rebbe went to Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua to ask him his questions. Matzati Yosef HaBavli Yosef Levanav. I found Yosef of Babylon sitting before him, v'yachaviv lo biyoter, and he loved him so much, ad la'achat. He loved, Yosef loved Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua so much that they kept talking in halacha back and forth, ad la'achat, till they reached the halacha and the laws of sacrifices. Amar lo Rebbe, he said, teacher, hashochet et hazevach laniach midamo lemachar. Mau, he said, rabbi, teach me, if someone slaughters an animal and his thought is, I'll leave the blood over for tomorrow to sprinkle it. Technically, he should sprinkle it today, but he thought, I'm going to do it tomorrow. Amar lo kasher. He said, that's a kosher sacrifice. Amar lo kasher shacharit. Okay, he skips over here. He kept asking him, and then he said, Amarlo, what about if it's for the afternoon? He said, kosher, elash Rabbi Eliezer posel. But Rabbi Eliezer says, it's not kosher, it's pasul. Tzavu panav shel Yosef HaBavli. So Rabbi Yosef HaBavli shone, he radiated out of happiness. Amarlo, so he said to him, Kamdumani, he skips this part. I'm reading the part he skips. Amalo Yosef Kamdumani she lo kivanu shmoteinu adata. It seems you're so happy that until now you couldn't get your halachos right. He says, Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua is going over the halachos with him again and again, and then he gets to this halacha, and then when he tells him this halacha, he goes wild. He's wild with happiness. He says, seems like you didn't get anything till now. So he says, Amalo Rebbe Hen. He says, yeah, I that's true, because I had remembered that you taught me that Rabbi Yehuda says it's puzzle. And I reviewed everything I learned, and I went to all the students, and no one could tell me that it was Rabbi Yehuda who said pasul. Now that you tell me it's Rabbi Eliezer who said pasul, now I got back, I got my learning right. I had it all right, but I had one halacha wrong, and I couldn't figure it out because I had it quoted in the wrong name. Zalgu einav d'mot shel Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. So Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua started crying when he saw his student was so excited that he finally got this one halacha right. Amar Hashem tamdei chachamim shedivrei Torah chavivin alechem biyoter. Praised are you tamidei chachamim that you cherish the Torah so much. Here I see how happy you are that you got one thing right. I see how much you cherish the Torah. Kara alav, he said about him, Hamikra hazeh, the following pasuk, Ma'ahavti Torateicha kol yom misichati. How much I love your Torah, it's what I talk about all day. So that's the story in Talmud Tractate Menachos. Rebbe went to learn Torah, and he sees Yosef HaBavli, who's reviewing everything. When he gets to one halacha that he had wrong until that point, and now he got it right, he goes so happy, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua says, wow. Says the Chazon Ish, Divrei Chazal, Kishemen HaTov Yored La'atzamot, Le'alhiv Alevavot La'avat HaTorah V'Leshashe Al Zivchem Data. Our sages gave us this good oil to anoint ourselves with, to appreciate how excited we should be in our love of Torah. When Yosef Abavli forgot one halacha, look at how troubled he was. And when he got it right, he shone with happiness. That's, our sages started teaching us how much Torah should mean to us. Each halacha, when we get it right. We're in the middle of a thought, but we're out of time, so we'll pick up here for tomorrow.